The very first. Curious stories of first-time events and the stories behind them. Today's episode, The Mason-Dixon Line. Today, the Mason-Dixon Line is thought to mean the boundary between the northern and southern states, between the Union and the Confederacy during the Civil War. But the Mason-Dixon Line originally had absolutely nothing to do with slavery and actually predates the United States. The line is, in fact, the result of a bloody 80-year-old land dispute between the aristocratic proprietors of two estates, the Calvert family of Maryland and the Penn family of Pennsylvania. And this was back when the country was just a collection of British colonies. In 1763, two British surveyors and astronomers, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon, were commissioned to settle the dispute. It took them almost 4 years to conduct the survey, marking the infamous 244-mile boundary with large stones approximately a mile apart, with a P for Pennsylvania on one side or an M for Maryland on the other. Most of them are still there, albeit weather-beaten today. Hostile attacks by Native Americans prevented them from marking the final 36 miles, but Mason and Dixon set a new standard for mapping distances on land with their precise measurements of latitude and longitude. The perception of the line being the boundary between North and South took root when the Missouri Compromise of 1820 established it as the boundary between slave states and free states. Maryland could be considered an exception. Although a slave state, Maryland fought on the side of the Union during the Civil War. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.